Hare Krishna. Well, just preparing to leave Coimbatore Hospital. Had the last massage this morning. Finished taking care of Radhadamodar. And then we'll leave at noon with about 10 kilos of medication, which hopefully will help me maintain the present good feeling that I have, at least in regards to this tingling throughout my body that I mentioned. That's drastically decreased. Of course, it's also something to do with how we were living here, and excluding the train station mood or environment, it was very conducive. So to be able to maintain a similar type of lifestyle back in the West, that's highly questionable. But nonetheless, my hope is that medication will be able to help. Time will tell. Let's see. And we fly to Calcutta through Mumbai. Myself, Radharaja, Bharat, and Niranjan Swami Maharaj. And hopefully to we'll arrive in Calcutta late tonight, so we'll stay there overnight, and tomorrow I will try to be, at least I like to be in Mayapur, to be able to offer lunch to Radhadamodar. And then we'll be there for 2 weeks, and I'm looking forward to that. There's actually really downtime. I hope that some of the devotees in Mayapur also agree with me on that. Part of the treatment is to be able to recover and rest, at least for a couple of weeks afterwards. Last year, we had a 4-week rest period, and that was really, really good. And that's sort of it in a nutshell. Then I'll be coming back again here in mid-March for some more medication and also for another consultation. See what Dr. Ravindra says. And then the plan will be we're already booked in for next year again. After the GBC meetings. So those are the plans. That's the update on the health issues, and then we'll report in either from Calcutta or most likely from Sridhar Mayapur. And wishing everyone a good day, good week in Krishna consciousness, good kirtan, good japa, good smaranam, good bhajan. Hare Krishna.